To study the doctrine of Sabbath. Yesterday we talked about Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14, and what it means and how to keep the Sabbath and what are the blessings. We'll continue to study the Old Testament, and then we're going to move to New Testament. And after that, the class had to end at 9:50, so you have some time to do your things, and then I will be going to Kanaga Park to lead a service over there at 11 o'clock. So let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 19. This the Lord said to me, go and stand in the gate of children of the people by which the king of Judah come in and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. Verse 20. And say to them, hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah and all Judah and all inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates. Verse 21. This says the Lord, take heed to yourself and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Verse 22. Nor carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, but hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. Here, the Lord told Jeremiah to preach a message, do not carry burden on Sabbath day. Like yesterday, we had mentioned that we keep the spirit, we do not keep the letter. And yesterday, I illustrated the Jews today, right? They keep by the letters, so they cannot turn on the TV, they cannot push the elevator button, and that is keeping by the letters, okay? But then in spirit, they really don't keep it. They watch TV, right? Do you call that Sabbath? Okay. But today, we can watch TV, but what? On Sabbath day, we need to watch sermon, VCD, right? Okay, that's good. So we keep in the spirit, so we can watch TV. We have freedom, okay? And same thing here, too. Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us we should not carry burden. Today, on Sabbath day, if some people had to move some chairs so people can sit down to listen, it's okay to move chairs and move tables, move heavy stuff. However, okay, we need to keep the spirit, not a letter. On Sabbath day, we need to put away all worldly cares, burden, right? And that's how we keep it, by the spirit. For example, I remember a while ago, a couple years ago, while I was working for a company, and I was driving because I got off from work. And on Sabbath, it was just about sunset, and I was driving. I feel, you know, after you work for a while, you're still thinking about your works. Sometimes that's a natural thing to do. But then I realized as the sun set, I knew a Sabbath is coming. So I told myself that, okay, don't think about it anymore. These are burdens. Put away, okay? Come back Monday and deal with it, okay? Right? Or, you know, do it after, or think about it after Sabbath, okay? So I put away. And I remember that the moment I put away, okay, that's a way to hallow the Sabbath day. This day is special, okay? Once I put away in my mind, suddenly I feel a peace, a joy in my heart, right? And I feel, wow, I feel like so joyful. Suddenly, all the burden disappear from me, okay? And this is the way to keep the Sabbath, right? So if we come to church, I will still worry, you know, the company and this and that. Now, and we can maybe physical present in the church, but then are we really keeping the Sabbath? We are just like these people carry a burden into Jerusalem, into the congregation where the chosen people gather. That's not right. Okay, so let's put our worldly cares and burden outside the church, okay, and don't deal with it until after Sabbath. And let's enjoy this time. So this is the keeping the holy Sabbath in spirit. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12. Let's see, we all talk about Old Testament, okay, teachings how to keep the Sabbath. We're also going to look at in New Testament how to keep the Sabbath furthermore. Okay. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 1. Chapter 12, verse 1. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. Verse 2. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. Verse 3, but he said to them, have you not read what David did when he was hungry? he and those who were with him. Verse 4, how he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. Verse 5, or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Verse 6, yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. Verse 7, but if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. Verse 8, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Let's jump to verse 10. As on Sabbath, verse 10, and behold, there was a man who had a withered hand, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him? Verse 11, then he said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it up? Verse 12, of how much more value there is a man than a sheep, therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Verse 13, then he said to the man, stretch out your hand, and he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as others. Verse 14, then the Pharisee went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him. Here records two incidents concerning keeping Sabbath. In the first incident, chapter 12, verse 1 to 8, that records that one time on the Sabbath, the Lord and his disciple were walking to the synagogue, very likely. And then on the way, the disciples saw their grains. So they pluck it out, they rub it, and they eat it. Okay? And then the Pharisees saw it, and they said, that your disciple doing what is not lawful on Sabbath. Okay? They are not accusing them stealing, because in the law said that if they're hungry, if people who are poor, right, they can go through a grain field and take some food to eat. But I think what they're complaining is that on the Sabbath, what do? They harvest. You cannot do work on Sabbath because it's a harvest, right? You harvest. And then you rub off the grain off, right? The shell off and eat it. That's preparing the food, okay? So that's illegal to them. So that's what they're accusing. But does Lord Jesus Christ consider that as guilty? No. If you look carefully in chapter 12, verse 7, it says, if you had known that this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. Okay. So in Lord Jesus Christ's view, these people had condemned the guiltless. These people are innocent. And so what does this teach us today? Okay. What does it mean to keep the Sabbath holy? Sometimes, I remember yesterday, somebody say that the Ten Commandments, right? We should not do any work, and we should not let anybody in our house, the servants or whatever, do any work, right? Okay. Now, let's look at this context. Right? How Lord Jesus Christ defined work. Okay? People are hungry. Well, obviously, these people are hungry. Okay, and they need to eat food. Okay? Nobody would say that on the Sabbath day, you don't need to go to the bathroom. It's something you have to do, right? We all have to do. Same thing with food. We have to eat. You cannot ask everybody to say fast on the Sabbath whole day, right? Then every day you think of whenever Sabbath comes, I guess everybody not happy. Hungry for a whole day, okay? So what they do is we see that they prepare the food. They, you know, get the food, prepare the food, and eat the food, okay? So today, it's lawful, it's okay. If people are hungry, and we cook the food, right? We prepare the food, right? To eat it. You cannot ask people just say hungry and, you know, that's the way it is, okay? So Lord Jesus Christ, do have compassion on people. No, that's a necessity. You have to eat food. And these people are not eat food just for purely enjoyment, but they eat food what? To have strength, to maintain it, okay? So we can see here, Lord did not consider that as guilty. Now, let's look on the second passage, from verse 10 to verse 13, 14. Here, the argument of Sabbath is not like what people say, some early denominations say, oh, the Lord argued with the Pharisee is that they don't need to keep a Sabbath anymore. No, it's not. The point here is it lawful to do good on Sabbath or not? And to Lord Jesus Christ, yes, that is lawful. We can do good on Sabbath. So Lord Jesus Christ healed people on Sabbath. So today, in this world, how we keep the Sabbath? There's two principles. Necessity and also what? Doing good. Okay? Necessity and doing good. And we should be able to discern what's necessary and good with comparing to doing our own way, saying our own words, right? Doing what's our pleasure. We should be able to discern that. Okay? People can say eating is a pleasure. Yes, it's a pleasure, but it also is a necessity. Okay? Depend how we eat it, or what kind of attitude we have. Okay? And what's the attitude we go prepare the food. Okay? So we eat three meals, but I like to eat fourth meal. Okay? Because I like to enjoy. There is no specific rule saying you cannot do this, because we're keeping that by spirit. Okay? We're keeping by the Spirit. And so if our heart is wrong, then our attitude is wrong, then we're not really keeping the Sabbath. So from here, we can see that it's lawful to do good. So to some people, if some people had to be, be a doctor, to be in emergency room, happen once a while, to be emergency room to save people, right? Or have to be the ambulance driver once a while, right? To save people's life, okay? To me, I had no problem with it, okay? But to Jews, they say you cannot start a car because that will kindle the fire. So what do they do? Gentiles go do it. I don't do it. You know, that's a little contradiction, right? That's a double standard, okay? It's okay for them to save your life, save Jews' life, but then it's not for me to save your life because I cannot drive the car. It doesn't work that way, okay? And same thing, another thing, let's look at chapter 12, verse 5. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests in the temple profane Sabbath and are blameless? Priests are actually doing quite a bit of things on Sabbath, if you think about it. They need to carry heavy stuff and throw the wood into the fire to kindle, let the fire continue burning. So they need to offer sacrifice, isn't it, right? They had to kill animals. And then guess what? After they kill animals, right, offer to God, a portion to them, right, they eat it too, right? Agree? And guess what? They barbecue the beef, right? Really, the priests also cook food too. While they offer, they cook the food, right, and they eat themselves, okay? So I was thinking, why the priests can barbecue the beef and eat the food, where other people cannot do that, okay? But eating food is a necessity. On the Sabbath, the priests also need to circumcise, right, do the work of God. But that's not considered work, isn't it? Right? And today, we also need to think about it. Today, the brothers and sisters who are in the kitchen on Sabbath to cook food for us, okay? It's a necessity, so we can eat, isn't it? Okay? Somebody got to offer sacrifice, right? You cannot say no offer sacrifice. That'll be against the law. Okay? So, and I see this contradiction that just for you to share with you. I guess nobody would disagree that it's wrong to prepare food on Sabbath, right? Right? You got to eat. You got to prepare the food. You got to cook it or something and eat it. Now, if I don't do it, right? Somebody else will do it. Is it wrong? Is it wrong? I don't think so. Right? If I don't do it, other people do it, why should they be wrong? Okay? Agree? For example, let's look at Luke chapter 13. I want to try to drive to you a point. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. Chapter 13, verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. Verse 12. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." Verse 13. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Verse 14. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day." Verse 15. The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it?" Verse 16. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? Okay. Verse 17. And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Here records incidents. Lord Jesus Christ healed a person who has infirmity for 18 years. And guess what? Somebody quoted basically the Ten Commandments. You shall not do any work. And is that really the work that is defined in the Ten Commandments? Okay. No, it's not. That Ten Commandments, the work referring to the worldly work, any worldly burden, okay, anything that is all for our pleasure or for our own way. We cannot do them. And Lord Jesus Christ said, look at you, yourself, okay? On Sabbath day, you go and what? Your sheep, you need to have water to drink and food to eat. And guess what? You prepare the water, you have to go to the well and draw the water, right? And put on the trough, and then what? And they drink it, right? You prepare the food for them, okay? And then, of course, you give them the food. And guess what? I heal on the Sabbath, and I do something good. You can do good for your sheep. Why can I not do good for what? A person. Okay? So, on Sabbath day, it's okay to prepare food. Okay? Prepare for food for others. Okay? It's not wrong. And if sometimes we go to a restaurant, for example, the UK brothers and sisters, okay? Their work sometimes had to, of course, some people close it down on Sabbath totally. That's good. But sometimes people had to eat food. And then after Sabbath services, everything, at evening, okay? Sometimes not even before it's over, but they're hungry already. They go out to eat, right? People prepare food, okay? You cannot let these people go hungry, okay? To me, it's okay. Because what's the difference between church brothers prepare food for us and other people prepare food? We have to eat. Do you understand? You cannot say double standard. People in church can do that, but other people cannot. It doesn't make sense. Okay? Of course, there are some money exchanges and things like that, but we should avoid doing business on Sabbath. That's correct. That's what's told in the Nehemiah. But what if necessary, we have to do? Like I mentioned to you, if I run out of gas, what am I supposed to do on Sabbath? I'm going to buy a gas. I'm going to go. Okay? Same principle. Okay? And one more thing I want to address to you is that some people cannot keep the Sabbath, okay? But those people who cannot keep the Sabbath, we should strive to keep the Sabbath. I know that's like in the New Testament time, sometimes a slave, right? They're a slave too, they're a slave system. At that time, they had to, because they're master, they had to work on Sabbath, okay? They were bought by their master. Once they become Christian, the master is not Christian. You cannot say, "Master, I become Christian. I have a right. Goodbye. I don't want to keep Sabbath. I have a right to keep Sabbath. I don't want to work any work for you. Okay? Good luck." It doesn't work out that way. Do you understand? Okay? Of course, as a servant, we need to tell our master today, right? As an employee, we need to tell our master, try to convince them, okay, try to say, I can work hard any other day, but let me have a day off. We should strive to get that day off in order to keep it, okay? But sometimes if it's beyond our ability, okay, God knows too, because it's not that we don't want to, okay, because we have a master above us, hasn't believed yet, okay? And sometimes they're not really a free man by themselves. Okay? So sometimes under certain circumstances, there's something that in this world, people are not willing to release all believers for Sabbath. Then we continue to pray for them, and they should always try and try to find a better job, find a better master that can rest on Sabbath day. But for us, you know, as a youth, we have a choice to find who our master, right? Our employer. We shouldn't find one that does not allow us to go to Sabbath. Right? We should find one that allows us to go to Sabbath. So this is the principle. So to summarize it, keeping Sabbath, okay, we can see from Old Testament and New Testament teaching us how to keep the Sabbath. In New Testament, give us principle that if it's a necessity, can do it. If it's good, can do it. Necessity, after you finish, you had to wash your dishes. It's okay. Why is it okay? Sorry, I need to use this analogy, okay? Anybody use the bathroom, don't flush it? Of course you flush it, right? If you eat it, wash it. It doesn't consider, that is not called work, okay? That Bible referring to. That is just simply necessity. Go ahead and do it, okay? Good. Sometimes some people, because of their job, they had to do something good. They had to keep the society working, okay? Helping people like a doctor, nurse, ambulance driver, sometimes even some restaurant people working, okay? That's okay, okay? But I'm not saying that they should always just don't come to service and always doing there. No, that's not what I mean by it, okay? And Old Testament had taught us that we should delight in this day, right? We should not doing our own way, not doing the things in our pleasures, not saying the words we want. That's how to keep it. We shouldn't have any burden, worldly burden in our heart. So, of course, these are the major principles. Think about it, meditate it, okay? And you shall know how to keep the Sabbath according to God's way, according to Spirit, not because of letter. Okay? Let's bow our heads, pray in silence.